Today, I want to talk about confidence. I want to talk about not comparing yourself or thinking that your worth depends on your outer appearance, and how to find yourself in God instead of allowing the world to make you feel like you're less than by the standard of our culture. I'm your host, Amanda Ensing, and you are tuning in to Liberty Before Lipstick. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Liberty Before Lipstick. Today is Thursday, May 20th. I am so sorry there wasn't an episode on Tuesday. I had posted on my Instagram stories that I was feeling a little bit under the weather. I had been feeling nauseous for a whole day, and no, I'm not pregnant. I got a lot of "Are you pregnant?" DMs. I think that it was a combination of something I ate and stress, to be honest, and I was working all day Monday, and I tried to work through it. And Tuesday, I was like, I just need to rest. But I'm human, and I'm unapologetically human about times I'm not feeling well or times I need to take a break. I've always been that way on my social media. So thanks for everyone who understood. But we are back today with a brand new episode, and I'm really excited to talk about this today. The reason I'm talking about confidence and comparison and finding your worth today is because I did an Instagram little Q&A on my stories yesterday, and I saw so many questions about worth, about confidence, about how to not compare yourself to others. And, you know, this is something that everyone struggles with, whether you are a Christian or not, you know, no matter what you believe in, this is something that just we as people struggle with. And in this episode, I am going to take a lot of this back to scripture. And if you're someone who doesn't believe in God or is like, why is she always talking about God? I know it can seem annoying if you don't follow Jesus or if you're not sure about God. The reason why I talk about God so much and I talk about scripture so much is because when I started to follow Jesus, it transformed my whole life. And it's been a journey. It's been a whole journey of its own. And it was a struggle. You know, sometimes I felt closer than others, and it really wasn't until the last year of my walk with Jesus that I feel like I was completely transformed to a whole new level than I was previously. And the reason why I always go back to God and I always go back to God's word and I go back to scripture, Bible verses, is because I tried the world's way. I tried buying nice things. I tried fixing my outer appearance, putting makeup on, getting dressed up. I tried all of the things the world tells you to do to make you feel good about yourself. I tried self-care. I tried, you know, all of these tips to take care of yourself. I tried self-help books at one point, which was a disaster. I tried, you know, just pumping myself up. All of these little cliche things that people tell you to do to feel good about yourself. I tried acting like I was confident even when I wasn't. You know, I've tried all these things you see all over the internet where people make money off of just to try to sell you that they're happy, but they never relate it back to God. They relate it back to themselves. You know, you see people in culture tell you that, well, the power is all in yourself. You can do it. You got this. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You know, unleash your power, find your power. It's always about yourself. And I got sucked into that for a long time without realizing that I wasn't leaning on God. I was trying to lean on myself. And so as someone who has struggled with confidence, and you might not be able to tell that from my social media if you've been following me for a long time or not, but especially when I lived in LA. When I moved to LA, I think those years were the years I struggled with comparison and confidence and self-worth more than any other time in my life. But from a social media standpoint, it probably looked like I was really happy and had a great life and was traveling the world and, you know, was doing makeup videos and positive all the time. And, you know, for me, being positive was also a coping mechanism sometimes during those years for me, because I thought, well, if I got to stay positive because, you know, almost like fake it till you make it. Like you choose to be positive. And for a long time, I was really looking inwards at myself or looking towards the world to make me feel better about myself. So whether it was new makeup to try or new clothing or working out more at the gym or, you know, trying a new hairstyle, you know, trying all of these temporary fixes for a soul problem, right? And part of being human is that we struggle with all of these things in life. you know, we're sinners, we sin, we mess up, we struggle with all these things. And without God, it can be just really dark. And that was my personal experience as well. Even when I was walking with Jesus, but I felt distant from God, I struggled so much with my identity and who I was. And I felt like I was always searching, right? Like, I feel like we're always, I used to always talk about how we're always finding ourselves and discovering who we are. But it wasn't in that moment when I was saying these things that I really realized I was wrong, because our identity is in Christ. But I was looking for who I was inward at myself and, you know, at the world's reaction to me. So it's almost like I was a slave to public opinion and public perception, whether it was comments, whether it was what my family thought, or whether it was what I thought people thought of me. But I think living in LA, you know, living in this place that was really superficial, everything felt like you were just walking into an Instagram feed. You know, people were always agitated all the time. It's a very expensive place to live, so everyone's just work, work, work. Most people I would meet in LA had at least two or three jobs. You know, you ask them, oh, what do you do? And they do like a million different things. And even when it came to my church life, I remember this church I used to go to in Hollywood. And I remember after going there for a few months, I walked in and, you know, sometimes people say, hey, how are you? And, you know, greet you. And they did this thing where you would turn around and, you know, talk to someone you don't know, introduce yourself. And I just remember this guy turned around, was like, hey, how are you? You know, introducing his name, was like, so how many followers do you have? And I was like, is that where we're at right now? And this didn't just happen that one time at this church. It happened multiple times at this church. And it wasn't because people knew who I was, right? It was just part of Hollywood. Who are you? How many followers do you have? You know, let me see what you're worth. And so I went to a few different churches over the course of living in LA and living in different parts of LA. And it felt like everywhere I go, people were asking me, well, what do you do? Oh, what do you have an Instagram? Can I see your Instagram account? It was always about who the world saw me as. And subconsciously, without even noticing, it affects you, because when you go anywhere in LA, even when it came to events or, you know, just meeting people, it's always, oh, do you have social media? Everything in LA was about social media, was about who you are, like your clout. And subconsciously, like, that affects you, because you start going everywhere thinking, okay, well, if they know that I do this, are they going to treat me differently? When I lived there in this little bubble of like celebrity entertainment, social media kind of world, I was always so self-conscious of everything. Like, what am I wearing? What bag am I going to bring? And even when I first moved to LA. So when I first moved to LA, I lived in Hollywood. And my first goal was to find a good coffee shop, because I love coffee. And I had had the best little coffee shop in Tennessee when I left. So I was like, okay, well, it's LA. They have to have good coffee, right? And when I first moved, oh my gosh, I tried all of the coffee shops and there was nothing that I liked. You know, I like sweet, but not too sweet. I don't like Starbucks. Sorry about it. Starbucks is just super, super, super sweet and they burn their beans. I don't like Starbucks coffee. I was looking for just like a good local coffee shop. I love supporting locally owned smaller coffee shops, not chains, and where they, you know, brew their coffee. And, you know, being a barista is, it's a whole thing. It's a lot of work. I have a little espresso barista kind of thing at home, and I've watched so many videos just to learn, like, making coffee is serious. Making a latte is serious business, okay? I have respect for it for sure. I remember I finally found this one little coffee shop, and I could walk to it from my apartment, but it was next to a filming studio. In Hollywood, there are studios everywhere. Like, I could walk to so many different studios in Hollywood from my apartment building. So I was like, okay, this has got to be good. So they had a little window where you could walk up or you could go inside. So I remember this girl who worked at this coffee shop that I was trying, and I got an iced mocha and it was really good. So I was like, cool, I'm going to start coming back here. Like, finally one that the coffee is pretty good. At this point, I was obsessed with iced mochas because I couldn't find anywhere that had just a good iced latte. So I started going there almost every day. Like, me going to grab a cup of coffee is just something that I do for me. You know, especially working from home, I got to get out. I love the ambiance of going to a coffee shop. So I started going there pretty regularly for a few weeks. And this girl was almost always there. So coming from Tennessee, you know, I lived in a smaller city, but everyone is nice and they give you that southern comfort. You know, everyone at the coffee shop there knew my name, they knew my order. So here's me moving to LA being super naive, thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm gonna be friendly with my coffee person. And I was also very lonely. I didn't have really any friends in LA. I just knew a few other influencers. So I started going to this coffee shop, and this girl, every single day I would see her, would always ask, "Can I have your name? What do you want to order?" Like every time I went there, she acted like she had never seen me before. And this was one of my first experiences in LA. And I bring this up because after I started going there for a few days in the first week, I thought, okay, you know what? I need to put my makeup on, bring my Chanel purse, and go get coffee, and then she'll take me seriously. And as soon as I thought that in my head, I caught myself right away. And I was like, wait, what? Did I just think that? And this was only being in Hollywood for a few months, and I could already tell like the toll of how it was making me question my worth based on how I looked, based on my appearance. Because let's be real, when I'm going to get coffee every day, I'm wearing sweatpants, hair up in a bun, maybe my glasses. Like I'm just going to get coffee so I can actually wake up. And it was one of the first moments where I felt like, well, if I look better, they'll treat me better. And to be honest, the thing that I realized was a lot of people in LA are just very jaded. They work hard. They're stressed. It's a stressful city, a lot of traffic. You know, it's a very vain city, like I said earlier. So I don't blame her. I think everyone's kind of just in robot mode and people are just trying to build their empire and make a name for themselves. But me coming from a small city, I was just, you know, so naive and didn't really understand that. And I just expected people to treat me like a person, you know, to care. Long story short about coffee, if you are in LA, you have to go to Phil's Coffee. Phil's Coffee is so good. Just a little plug there. Phil's Coffee was where I ended up finally stumbling across them in Hollywood, and they have several locations in LA, but Phil's Coffee, they are really nice there. And I actually made kind of like my first friend at Phil's Coffee because I would go there and that barista actually did remember me and they did remember my order. And then I just got to kind of know everyone that worked in Hollywood. And then some of them had moved when I lived in Studio City. They were there working at the Studio City one. So Phil's Coffee is great if you're looking for a friendly coffee shop in LA. But all this to be said, you know, the world can really make you feel like you aren't good enough unless you meet certain standards. And I am very much the type of person that I will just go out and sweat and I don't really care if I look good or not. Like I'm at the point in my life where I'm just confident with makeup or without makeup. And if I just want to go get a coffee or go shopping or run errands, I don't have to get dressed up to do so unless I just feel like getting cute. You know, that's a different story. And when I moved from Tennessee to LA, I was already at the point in my life where I didn't have to wear makeup to go anywhere. You know what I mean? Like to run errands, to get coffee. I didn't care. But it was after being in LA for a while, I started to feel like, am I wrong? Like, why am I feeling so insecure about myself and who I am? And being at the center of entertainment in Hollywood, it really challenged me a lot mentally. Even going to beauty events with other influencers, it was quite intimidating at first. You know, going to these events, I'd followed some of these people for years. I'd met some of them before at events when we would travel to go to events, even when I lived on the East Coast. But once I actually lived there, it was like a whole different story. You know, I met some really nice people, then also people who, if you didn't have the newest Chanel bag or Yves Saint Laurent bag or Balenciaga shoes, they don't want anything to do with you. If you're not getting a certain amount of views or a certain amount of likes, they don't want anything to do with you. And I felt like I was just in this superficial bubble. And I remember just trying so hard to stay rooted in God and to remind myself of who I was in God. But I definitely got caught up in moments. And there were moments where I can admit I was definitely pleasing the world versus pleasing God. And it's really easy to get caught up in the standards of society, of culture, and of a godless culture. And I'm not perfect now. I mean, I still am going to stumble all the time. It's just who we are as people. First and foremost, let me tell you, all of these people you see on social media that post and they look like they have the best life ever, most of the times they are some of the most unhappy people you'll ever meet. And it is very sad. And I bring that up because a lot of social media is fake. It is. And it makes us feel really bad about ourselves. And it's not even real. It's an unattainable standard or something that's been edited or something that has been taken to sell you a dream. And that's why when you see raw, vulnerable content, you're so drawn to it. When you see authentic moments, it makes your heart happy. And then when you see things that are pushing what the world wants, it makes you feel bad about yourself. And it's really easy to get on the wrong side of social media. I was there for a very long time. And I just remember, you know, for so long scrolling through my feed and feeling so uninspired because I knew a lot of these people. And I also knew from the creative side, you know, work that goes into this content, but I knew a lot of it was just to sell something, right? To sell a product, to sell a dream, to sell an image, to sell a story that wasn't really authentic. And you can only go so far if you keep convincing yourself to be something that is inauthentic because you think that's what people want or what people will like or what brands will pay you for. And it's the same whether you work on social media or not. I say this for everyone. If you are pretending to be something that you're not and you're pushing the culture instead of who God created you to be, you're going to find yourself unhappy more times than you'll be happy. And it's a very hard pill to swallow. I was there for a long time. And that's part of the transformation of God, right? And the grace of Jesus is that he pulled me out of that. And when I look back at times where I was so unhappy and times where I thought I knew what I wanted, but God was really shielding me and protecting me from so much. And comparison can also come into play when it comes to your life, right? It's not just about looks. People compare the way they look, but they also compare their life. You think, oh, well, why is this person have this car or going on this vacation or they have the perfect family? And even in your friend groups, you might see, oh, another friend got married or is having a baby and I'm still single. You have to stop comparing yourself to other people and to other people's lives. God does not compare his creations. We are uncomparable. We are all made unique, and our stories were written before we were ever born. How crazy and amazing is that? If you were like someone else, then you wouldn't be unique. You wouldn't be different. You were made uniquely you, and God made you that way for a purpose. So why would you ever want to be anyone else? There's already that other person, but there's not another you. And I know it sounds cliche, but it's so true. A cheesy quote that is so true is the quote that says, flowers don't compete, they just bloom. I mean, a rose doesn't compare itself to a sunflower. They both just bloom, and they're both uniquely beautiful. When you find yourself in the culture, in trendy society, they will tell you what's trending, what's pretty, what's popular, what's in, what's out. If someone makes you feel bad about yourself, cut it out of your life. Don't follow it. I'm always reminded of John 15, verses 18 through 19 when it comes to the world. It says, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belonged to it, but you're no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. And I think of this scripture a lot because whenever you go against things that are trendy, whenever you stand on your own and you know you're worth it in Christ, you get persecuted a lot. Like when you speak up against things that are happening in culture or Hollywood that aren't right and that aren't godly things, you get persecuted for it. But the same thing comes to appearance as well. Like when you keep trying to be something that God did not create you to be, you're going to find yourself miserable and you're going to find yourself feeling empty. For a long time, I tried to be something that I thought was what the beauty community was, what the beauty space was, keep up with just beauty trends or fashion trends. And there really isn't a whole lot of meaning behind it. Like I still love makeup and fashion and I love getting dressed up. I love all of those things. But when you become obsessed with trying to look like what the world wants you to look like, you just find yourself feeling empty because God created you to be so much more than what the world thinks is beautiful, than what Hollywood tells you is right. Like God created you to be so much more than that. And when you really start to root your identity in Christ and you die to yourself, you find a whole new meaning in who you are. And as I started to really follow Jesus and I started to realize that I'm so much more than how little clothes I have on. Like I used to, show a lot more of my body than I do now. And I thought, oh, well, that's confidence. Like, you know, I'm confident. I'm proud of my body. I work hard. But the moment I realized that God made my body the least interesting part about me, there was so many more beautiful things about my mind and my soul than just showing my body. I changed how I looked at everything. And I got to a point in the last year where I'm like, I really feel just as good sitting here with sweatpants and no makeup on, talking about stuff on Instagram as I do if I had a full face of makeup. And don't get me wrong, full face of glam can make you just feel like, you know, on another level, lashes, lip gloss, everything. Don't get me wrong with that. But I'm just saying, I reached a point where even the content I was posting, it didn't always have to be about me, right? It was more about what I wanted to share, like the message I wanted to share, the value I was bringing my audience of what I could enrich their lives with, you know, whether it was spiritually, information, politics, business, makeup, beauty, fashion. It was more about inner beauty than it was about outer beauty. And in the beauty space, doing makeup, the whole industry is only about outer beauty. You know, these brands will preach inner beauty, but they don't care about inner beauty. Unless it's a hashtag trending, they don't care about inner beauty. Unless it affects their sales, they don't care about inner beauty. They only care about outer beauty and what sells. And I found myself for a long time just feeling like, I'm like, I don't belong, you know, like I don't belong here. And I realized that there are countless people who feel the same, who love makeup and love beauty, but are also brains, beauty and brains, right? When you see a society who props up outer beauty, lust, vanity, it wears on you. It's everywhere. So when it comes to social media, I definitely want to encourage you to start following people that make you feel good and not people who act like they're a self-help book to just profit off of it. I mean, people who are actually feeding your soul with God's truth and who you are in God. And once I started cutting out all of the toxic things on my newsfeed and really leaning into people who were following Jesus, because, you know, for me being a Christian, that's important to me. So I can only speak from my standpoint, my viewpoint, my beliefs. But as a Christian, you know, it was important to me to start following people who actually stood for something, not people who were just trying to please society and to please the world, you know? And in hard times, those things are tested. And you might have friends that are always there, they want to have a good time, but if things ever get rough, they're not going to be there. And I experienced a lot of that in the last year, and I'm thankful for it. But now, the place I'm at now, I know a lot of people I have in my life, like they would be there through thick and thin. And not just because they have the same political views as I do. No, because they're rooted in Jesus. When you start living your life trying to be more like Jesus instead of Kim Kardashian, that's where you see the transformation. Because it's no longer my truth. It's no longer what the celebrities are doing, what the media tells you to do, what pop culture tells you to do. It's God's truth. You know, you see everyone ever, my truth, my truth, my truth. But when you say my truth, you have to make sure it's God's truth, because my truth doesn't really matter when it comes to who I am as a person. What matters is, what did God say about me? What has God said about what my worth is? And I used to scroll through, you know, celebrity pop culture, Kardashians type of news feeds, and I used to be like, wow, I want to do makeup look like this and this and this. I look through these feeds now and they do nothing for me. Because it was only about outer beauty. And that's what the media pushes, is outer beauty. What matters to me now is your soul. Are you walking with God? Are you preaching truth? Are you sharing the truth? Do you stand for something? What's attractive to me now is the mind and the soul. The outer appearance, makeup, fashion, that's just frosting on the cake. The substance of the cake is who you are, what you stand for. Without that, outer beauty means nothing to me. You know, makeup washes off at the end of the day. Your cute clothes, you hang them up in the closet at the end of the day. But who are you as a person? When you know your worth and you know you're trying to do the best you can and you're walking with God, you're reminding yourself of God's promises, you find a peace that isn't easily shaken. I think part of that is why you see such a persecution towards Christians. Besides the fact that Jesus told us it would happen, it's the fact of, you see media always attacking God and they're always attacking Christians, because when you stand for something, you don't fall for anything. When I started being more vocal on my conservative views and talking about God more, I think in the beauty industry, they just expected me to get hate and to apologize and to say, you know, you guys were right. But the thing that these people underestimated in this situation was God, because me having God, knowing that I'm sharing truth, knowing that I'm so convicted in my beliefs and knowing that God is with me, I wasn't going to back down and I will never back down. When you have that type of conviction and peace that God gives you, without God, I would have none of it. when you have that, you're not easily fooled by the things of the world. You don't look at someone else's Instagram and say, oh, their body is so much better than mine. I'm so ugly. I used to do those things. I used to be looking through Instagram feeds, being like, oh my gosh, I need to go to the gym. And look, there's a difference between motivation and comparison. You can follow someone who makes you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to the gym. She looks so good. I want to have abs like that. There's nothing wrong with motivation. It's the comparison that will eat you alive. It's the thought of, I'll never be that. This person is so much better than me. And digging yourself into a hole of just feeling like you're worth nothing. That's not okay. Spiritual warfare, the war of the mind, don't underestimate that, because the devil loves to lie. And if the devil can make you feel like you are not beautiful, you're not worth anything, your time is over, you'll never be worth anything, it's a quick spiral. You will always be running on empty. You will always feel like you're never enough. That's why I bring up scripture, because through scripture, it refills you. You're reminded of who God is, and through prayer and talking to God and having a relationship with God. I'm a very observant person. I really like to observe. I'm not always the outspoken one, even though it might seem like it on my Instagram, but I'm very much an observer. And I have watched so many people who have a platform just completely crumble online whenever public perception of them changes. And that's not to excuse bad behavior. People make mistakes. People do evil things. But I have seen people crumble because they had an opinion that was different than the mainstream, and all of a sudden go into a very deep, dark place because they let man's perception control who they were as a person and how they think of themselves. I mean, when you see people hating on people's social medias, right, like troll accounts, not just on mine, it's on everyone's, not everyone can handle that. Most of these people who hate could not handle that. Even when you think of like drama channels, most of them don't show their face because they're cowards. They could not handle it. If their life, like, they talk about other people because no one would care if they talked about themselves. These type of people are controlled by what people think of them, by public opinion. But the good news, if you know God, is that has no effect on you. You have the peace of God that He gives you, and all of His truths, everything in the Bible, right? It literally is the roadmap to life. And you have it at your fingertips. You can even download the app. The app is free. You can download the Bible app, but definitely get a physical Bible if you don't have one. There's just something different about holding the gospel. Definitely get one if you can. If you let public opinion or other people's views of who you are control your life, you're going to be on a roller coaster all the time, because people always go through emotions. People go through their own battles. If you let someone project themselves onto you, you're going to be upset. And also, trust me, I know that words can hurt. Words can hurt more than physical pain. But you can't let someone else's opinion of you control how you view yourself, because God is bigger than all of these people. God's truth is the most supreme, is the most high. When you go to heaven, God's not going to say, hey, you know what Jessica said about you? Yeah, I think I can't let you in because she said that she didn't like you and she was offended by one of your tweets. That's not what's going to happen. Only God can judge you. God is the only one's opinion you should care about. And today's culture makes that very difficult. Our culture has completely taken God out of it. Hollywood has taken God out of it. The news, everything is taking God out of it, so that you are not reminded of God's truth of who you are, how worthy you are through Jesus, how your identity is found in Christ. None of the mainstream tells you that, yet it's always in our face. The spiritual warfare is real. Never underestimate it. When you wake up to seeing how everything in the mainstream is geared to pull you away from God, you start tuning out the noise. You're able to sift through easier what is meant to distract you and pull you away from God. Because nothing can pull us away from God's love. Nothing can pull us away from Him. But the world will try. The culture of the world will try. It will try to make you feel insecure, unworthy, push you down a comparison train. Maybe you look on someone's social media and say, oh my gosh, they got so many likes for that. Maybe I should do that. That is psychological warfare. It conditions a society of people to think, oh, well, if they get likes for that, I could get likes for that. If they got a nice car for doing that, I can do that. It trains people that if you do A and B, you'll get C. Because the celebrities do it. Because social media influencers do it. It's all psychological warfare. But God is bigger than all of this. And no amount of money or fame or clout or makeup or fashion, none of that can give you what God can give you. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. First book of the Bible. We are created in the image of God. We are sons and daughters of the King. We are royalty. Do not ever forget that. You were not made in the image of Cardi B, of pop culture, of having a certain amount of Instagram followers. You were made in the image of God. Your purpose is so much bigger and higher than what these people try to tell you on social media or in the mainstream. They can't even fathom it because they're not following God. As you get closer to God, you will realize things about yourself you never realized before. I mean, I had insecurities I struggled with for genuinely so long, and it wasn't until I realized the full potential of myself by realizing my identity was fully in God that I could let those things go. And I mean, I'm telling you, I had watched self-help type of people on social media say, oh, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. I even used to say that because that's how I thought I would cope with it. I thought that, oh, well, if you just love yourself, it'll happen. You know, all of these things the world had taught me. A lot of us go through that, right? Because it's all over the mainstream. Self-help, self-love is everywhere. But what the world is really telling you is that you can do everything on your own. And then when you try to be confident on your own, when you try to love yourself on your own, it doesn't happen, right? You might fake it for a while. You might convince yourself for a while. You might believe the lie for a while. But without God, we can't do anything. That's what I realized. Without God, I couldn't overcome anything. I was trying to do everything on my own or with inspiration from people on social media. I wasn't going to God first. I wasn't asking God to help me with all of these comparisons and feeling doubtful and not feeling worthy. I had to go to God, and it was only God that released me from all of that. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I struggle like anyone else, but it was realizing my identity, my worth, my potential in Jesus, following really what God wanted for my life, the best that I knew how, and dropping all of the noise in the background, that I really found inner peace with who I am. I mean, how many of you know that you're not perfect, but you always strive for perfection? It's part of the human condition. A lot of us strive for perfection. I used to be the biggest perfectionist. I had to start retraining that imperfect is perfectly great. That just being me is okay, that no one expects you to be perfect. You just need to be you. I bring up social media so much in this episode because social media affects so much of how we absorb information, what we think is true. You know, social media is a huge part of our world. And I'm gonna warn you guys, be careful of who and what you follow on social media. Be careful of what you let into your mind. What you guard as true, what you let transform your mind. In Romans 12:2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Social media is not just entertainment, but it's also a business. So there are a lot of people on social media that will do anything for views, whether you realize it or not. Some people are more vocal and obvious about it, others not so much. And this comes into the whole love yourself movement as well, right? There are a lot of people who will go on camera and tell you that they love themselves how they are, but they really don't. They do it for views, they do it to try to convince themselves, but they're on a journey just like the rest of us. And I'm not judging anyone else. I'm saying this because you have to be careful of getting caught up in comparing yourself to people online because you think they've got it all figured out and you don't. If they're not walking with Jesus, they don't have anything figured out, okay? If they're not finding their identity in Christ, everything that they're preaching right now is just on their own will. And your power, your will is limited. God's is unlimited. God's is unmatched. God can do the impossible. But man, us on our own, we can only do so much. It's capped. If people started telling the truth that you could only find your confidence and self-worth in Christ, they wouldn't make any money. They would have nothing to sell. Instead, they write books about self-help. They make merch that shows you how to be confident. And because you're attracted to the dream that they're selling, you buy it. We've all been there. I've been there. But when you realize that it's really rooted in Christ and that only He can transform your mind, that's when you've got it all figured out. Unless someone is leading you back to God, giving you His truth, don't take their truth as something that will transform your life. Be careful of what you let enter your mind, because it might feel good for a moment. It might help you for a little bit, but it's a temporary fix for an eternal problem. God's love and God's truth is bigger and better than anything anyone in the mainstream or in the world's culture can convince you or tell you of. I'm going to leave you with this scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Did you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. I love this verse because it reminds us we do not belong to ourselves, right? We are not of the world. We are not owned by public opinion, by world's perception, what they think is beautiful, who we are as people. We are of God. The Holy Spirit, Jesus God, it lives within us. And we were bought at a price. Jesus died. He was crucified. His blood washed away all of our sins. So the last verse says, therefore, honor God with your bodies. It is a slap in the face to the potential and the story God has for us to not remember that our worth is found in Christ. Our worth is not found in anything the world can tell us, or what they think of us, or what they think of God, or what they think of Christians, or what they think of the Bible. It does not matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't even matter what I think. I'm only here to tell you what the Bible says and to share my stories along the way. All that matters is what God thinks. He created us. He died for us. So the next time you question your worth, open up your Bible. It is filled with endless truths of who you are and what God thinks about you. One of my favorites is in Proverbs 31, that she is more precious than rubies. Beautiful gem. You are more worthy than that. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Liberty Before Lipstick. I hope that this message encouraged you. Please don't forget to download, subscribe, and to rate this podcast. It helps me out a lot. I'd really appreciate it. And don't forget to share it with a friend. Share it with someone who would love to hear this message, who would be encouraged by it. If you want to support me, you can follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Amanda Ensing. You can also head over to makemakeupgreatagain.com to my shop to pick out some merch. I hope you guys are having a blessed week. I hope you have a great weekend. God bless, and I will catch you in my brand new episode next Tuesday.